Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus for Avi Mor Rimi Rasi Shiyichyu, for Maras Esther Bas Rav Shmuel Elin Shmasa, and Rav Fuas, Rav David Hanach Mordechai Ben Frida Simcha, Rav Yitzchak Chaim Yichiel Ben Esther, Rav Avram Yosef Ben Esther Ben Chana, Besar Shach Ole Yisrael. It says in Perek Lamed Pasuk Vav, Vimehini Avi Osa B'yom Shemo Kol Nadere V'Esra Asher Asera Al Nafsha Lo Yakum V'Hashem Yislach La Ki Heini Avi Osa. So if the father revokes the vows of his daughter, then the din is that they're revoked and God will forgive her. In the Sifri and the Gemara Nazir Daf Chaf Gimel Amid Aleph, it says that a woman whose husband revoked her vow and she didn't know, HaKosef Medaber is what the Pasuk is talking about. So it says God will forgive her because her husband revoked the vow, she didn't know about it, and she transgressed the vow. So she requires Kapar and Slicha. And when Rabbi Akiva got to this Pasuk, he would cry. So Madoch, if somebody had kavana to eat chazir and he ended up eating kosher meat, he requires slich and kapara, like in our case, where she intended to do an iser, but she ended up not doing an iser, she still requires a kapara and a slich. So if somebody's miskaven to eat psar chazir, they're miskaven l'iser, and he in the end did the iser of eating b'sar chazir, whatever iser, alachas kama v'kama, he needs a slich and a kapara. For that, Rabbi Akiva was an extremely optimistic person. Rabbi Akiva was laughing when he saw the shul coming out of the base kachay kadoshim. Rabbi Akiva was a positive person. We see very many mamari chazal about that. He sees the drops going into the rack, and he knows that even his mind can be penetrated. 40 years, someone who had such antagonism towards Tamidei Chachamim beforehand could become the Gadol HaGdolim Shel Kol HaDoros Kimat. So this is the same Rabbi Akiva. He hears about an Avera, oh, he starts to cry just thinking about the Avera. So that's just an aside, Al Derech HaMusar. But we have to understand, L'chora, why do we have this inyan of the need for Slich and Kapara taught to us Dafka by Parshas Nedarim? We see this in all the Surim. In other words, the Makor of the Limud of intending to do an Isser and ending up doing a Heter, ending up not doing the Isser, we learn Dafkan Parshas Nedarim. Why Dafkan Parshas Nedarim when this is a Klaliyistik Azach for the whole Torah? So it didn't have to be taught Dafkan Parshas Nedarim. If it's talking Parshas Nedarim, it means there's something about Nedarim that relates to this concept of the intending to do an Isser and ending up doing a Heter. Now in the Lab of Lo Yachel Dvaro that we see in Pasuk Gimel, Rashi says, what does it mean, lo yachel dvaro? The hainukum lo yachalil dvaro. Lo yasa dvaro chulin. So when someone makes a neder to transgress the neder, the vow, it's making his words into chulin, lo yachel dvaro. Don't make your words into secular words, into chulin. So we have to understand, kama v'kama divrei chulin, medaber ha'adam. A person speaks divrei chulin all the time, say the rechobah shalir and you'll hear it. People are speaking divrei chulin all the time, the Torah wasn't so makbid. So mechitesi that in this dibur dafka, the Torah was so makbid that don't make your words chulin. Why dafka here was the Torah so makbid? You shouldn't make your words chulin. So we're going to go on the path of Mori Rabbi. I go on a god with Oitzak man zecher tzadik levracha. In pasuk beis it says vaydaber Moshe al Rosh Amatus lefnei Yisrael. So the Sifri Zuta teaches us that Shebnei Yisrael overim bebal yachel ve'ena akum overim bebal yachel, that only the Jews can be over on bal yachel, but the akum cannot be over on bal yachel. The idolaters can't be over on bal yachel, can't transgress this iser of violating their vows. The explanation would appear to be that since nedarim have kedusha, and even mi'ila, as we paskin in the Gemara nedarim, that yesh mi'ila bekonamos. When someone says konam, that it's like making this usher thing into a carbon, and therefore if he's nene, if he assured it to himself and he's nene, it's me'ila. It's like misappropriating temple funds, yesh me'ila b'konamas. So since the kedusha comes from the makdish, since nedarim have kedusha and the kedusha comes from the makdish, we have to say that the makdish, the person giving it the kedusha, has koyach ve'inyan shel kedusha shemimenu ba kedusha ala chayfetz. He has this inyan of kedusha from which the kedusha goes to the object. It goes from him to the object, and that is the spiritual part, the soul of the Jewish person, which is a chelek alokai mimal. In the words of the Baal HaTanya, chelek alokai mimal mamish. So we have a chelek alokai mimal, and from this neshama, the kedusha goes on to the chayfetz. The kadosh hu ba'ofen shemimenu ba kedusha l'neder or l'hekdesh shehikdesh. So this, the human soul, the Jewish soul, is so holy that the kedusha goes from him to the forbidden object that he forbade, to the hekdesh, to the neder. And this only applies to Jews and not to Akum, because Akum don't have the same level of kedusha of the Nefesh HaYehudis, as the Mekubalim teach. Umemela, they can't create Kedusha Nischefetz and Takin Kotshe Akum. There's no Me'ila, and we're going to say that that's the reason. And also Shavua isn't an inyan of Hekdesh, but it's in the same category, in the same rubric as making a neder. So you see that this chalois, this change in halachic status, this kedusha that attaches itself to the object, is because of the soul of the Jew, and not because of the chelek haguf that doesn't have koach to make a surim. And the koach was given to the chelek hanefesh abadim, even though usually mitzvahs and dinei Torah are al maisa haguf. But the koach was given to the chelek hanefesh sheba adam to be poel b'dibur din neder v'shvua, to activate with his speech a neder and a shvua, and therefore we have a azhara lo yase dvarav chulin, because other things memelar chulin, because they come from the guf, which is chulin. So anything you make is going to be chulin. It comes from the guf, which is chulin. But when a person makes a neder, which comes from the nefesh, so that has kedusha, so that can't be made into chulin. So a person has a special power that his words should create kedusha. This power is activated when it's done in the context of a neder or a shavua. And we are not allowed to make this neder and shavua, since it's coming from such a holy place, since it's rooted in such a holy place, again, only in the framework of a neder and a shavua. Stam dvarim b'teilim aren't so gishmak, or divrei chulin, but it's not the end of the world. But here, where it's coming from, not only from the nefesh hakadosha, but in the context of the neder, which is given a special power of kedusha, that is not allowed to be turned into chulin. And we see this yisod, that hekdesh and shruma, and that hekdesh and shruma, are chal al yidei machshava. And a neder, if not for the pasuk of levate b'sfasayim, and therefore you don't learn from Truman Kachin that it can be done b'machshava, neder would also be b'machshava, yin b'sugya, b'shvu estaf chavov amid beis. And the reason is that the machshava connects to the soul, to the ruach, to the neshama, as we see b'arichus, b'sefer nefesh chayim, and maisa adam, or maisa haguf. And therefore, if it's a maisa aguf, you need a dibur, which is tenuas svasayim. That's what it means. Levate bisvasayim. There's an emphasis on the lips, on the bodily movement. But the creation of kedusha by Truman Kachim comes from the nefesh, comes from the holy soul, which is primarily in the realm of thought. Mishkan hamachshava, mishkan haneshama b'moach, the Nefesh Chaim teaches. And therefore, it's chal ayde machshava. Neder and Shavua, we have a special gilui in the pasuk that you need also a maisa of the body. So maisa, together with the neshama, together with the thought, creates the neder and the Shavua. But when it comes to other things, when it comes to hektish, when it comes to truma, that's not necessary. Speech isn't necessary. All that's necessary is the thought. coming from the Jewish soul. That's the special chomer of Baal Yachil, making it chulin. So according to this, it would appear as follows, that the Archaim HaKadosh in Parshas Vayichi, famous Archaim, writes in Divrei Yosef, El Echo, Baltira, don't be afraid, etc. Vatem Chashavtem Alai Roa, Elokim Chashav Alatoiva, you thought an evil, God thought for good. Zok the Archaim HaKadosh, Varei Zedoyim Alem Iskabin Lahashkos Chaver Kois Movis Vishkeyu Kos Yayin, Sheinu Mischayiv Klum. It's similar, somebody who intends to give his friends to drink a cup of poison, and instead he gave him a delicious cup of wine. He's not mischai of anything. So they're pater b'zakai b'dinei shamayim. They are absolved from heavenly judgment. He says, so too, my brothers, you intended to do something bad, but look at what came out of it. I'm the viceroy of Egypt. This is going to be terrific. This is terrific. So don't worry about it. You guys are cool. You thought bad, but God thought it for good, so you're fine. Practically, chemda many achronim. We see in the Gemara Nazir not like that. That if you intend to do an averi, you need slich and kapara. That there's even a tzad that you need a carbon in such an instance where you intended to do isra and you didn't end up doing isra ayin sham. So where are we going to go with this kasha of the Kli Chemda? What is Yosef telling his brothers? You guys are off the hook. No, you intended to do Isser. You have to pay the price. Nazir Chav Gimel. So based on what we said, we can explain as follows. The Yisod Isser, Shel Rotza Lecho B'sar Chozer V'alo B'yeldo B'sar Teleh, is because since it's been Machshava She'haya B'maisa, even though Klape Haguf, even though vis-a-vis the body, it wasn't a Maisa Isser, but Klape the Nefesh, that his das was for Isser, it's a Maisa Isser, since b'maisa haya das shel Isser, and therefore you need a slich and kapara mitzah the das. If so, that's all mitzvahs that were given specifically to the Jewish people. That from the fact that b'nei Noach are not chayav, it must be that it is only against the ideal state of the soul, and since the B'nai Noach don't contain this ideal soul, they have a soul but not the higher Jewish soul, and only the Jews, the mitzvahs, are connected to our nefesh, and the averus are also connected. They create a pagam in the nefesh, they create a blemish in the soul. Because of this, we were also commanded with our bodies, because our bodies are attached to our souls, and our souls relate to the Taryag Mitzvahs. But mitzvahs that you have also by B'nai Noach, and that's what the Or HaChaim is talking about, this is before Matan Torah, so Ikran and El Baguf, they primarily relate to the Guf, fix the goof of the Akum. So if he thought it and he didn't do it, so then there's no Isser at all, because there the focus is on the goof, not on the Nefesh, and therefore they don't need Slich and Kapara. So the Chilik is that the Orchaim was talking about B'nai Noach, where their mitzvahs primarily relate to the goof, and since their mitzvahs primarily relate to the goof, even if he thought to do something wrong, that's the realm of the soul. The Iker is what his goof did. If in the end nothing bad happened in practice, then his goof didn't do anything wrong. If he didn't do a maisis, or he didn't do a maisis, he's off the hook. That's what the Rechaim is talking about. But the Gemara is talking about B'nai Yisrael. And B'nai Yisrael, just the thought to do something wrong was pogim the nefesh. And the Taryag Mitzvahs relate to the nefesh. So now we see beautifully why Dafka Parshas Nedarim, we have this limud, and the chiv of Slich and Kapar B'chosh of Lassus Isser V'yala V'yado Heter. Because as we explain, he sowed in Yenedarim, Humachmat Shah Nefesh Abba Mela Malam Etzias Ve'etzel Yisrael. That the Nefesh that comes from above is a reality, a concrete living reality by B'nai Yisrael, and only Mikoch this Metzias. There is a Koach to make a neder and to have an iser come as a result of the neder, which isn't, as we said, an iser and the maaseh hanefesh, not to make the nefesh chulin. You said these holy words, you made this neder, so by violating the neder, you're making your holy soul, the words that came out of your holy soul, into chulin. So from this we see that there's a mitzias of maisa nefesh ayde maisa adam, that when you do this maisa, when you say this neder, which is a maisa, which is a bitus fasayim, but that's a reflection of the soul. Because as we explained earlier, the soul is what creates the kedusha of the neder, creates the kedusha of the hekdesh, the kedusha of the neder. That neder has a din of me'ila even, yesh me'ila b'konamos, konam is a neder. Konam is me'ila, is hekdesh. So where does this hekdesh come from? It comes from your soul. So therefore, with this chiddush, that you're now allowed to violate what comes from your soul, we have another chiddush that comes from the same principle. And that is the iser and chiyuv, that one is not allowed to think to do an avera, even if he ended up doing a mitzvah, that he needs kapara even if he thought to do an avera. Why does he need a kapara even when he thought to do an avera? Because that's a pagam in the soul, and the mitzvahs relate to the soul. So even if he didn't eat the besar chazir, he ate the besar tlei, the kosher meat, but just thinking to eat the unkosher meat is already a pagam in his soul, that he thought to do the wrong thing. So when he actually ate the besar tleh, he did a maisa heter. But in his mind, he was doing a maisa iser. So therefore you have, this is mamish like a maisa iser. Because in his mind he's doing a maisa iser. And he's actually doing a maisa. So that's a pagam in the soul. That's a blemish in the soul. So the reason it's taught, the reason this is sowed, this principle, that one should not think to do iser and do heter, and if he does, he requires a kapara, is taught in this parasha of Nedarim, because they both emanate from the same root, and that is that the Jewish soul is very holy, and it has the power to make Nedarim, which you're now allowed to make into Chulin, and it also has the power to cause Tumah to a person who just thought to do a Maisa Iser, and in the end he actually did a Maisa Heter, but it doesn't matter, because the fact that in his mind he intended to do the maisa iser, and that's mitzdarif to a maisa of doing, of the actual eating or whatever he's doing. That causes a contamination, because you're right, on the pure goof level, he's cool. He didn't do an avera, and that's why akum are not held guilty if they intend to do ra and they end up doing tov. But for Bnei Yisrael, that we have to be metaken our nefesh on a higher madriga, we are held guilty, found guilty if we even thought to do a maisa iser, even if the end of maisa was a maisa of heter. Advarim hayu amukim me'od, siyata d'shmaya, and hopefully there's obviously loads more to say on this parasha. Obviously, tens of millions of shiurim can be given on the parasha. So I hope we have more time and more koach, and simchas chayim, and the financial means, the good health, etc., in order to be able lilmod ulamed. Lishmor v'las, l'chaim is called Dibri Salma Tarasa v'yahava. Amen v'yamein. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.